Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. We are getting near the holidays, and one of our yard and garden specialists this week sharing tips on caring for poinsettia plants. Poinsettias remain one of the most popular holiday flowers. The familiar, frequently red flowers have been joined in recent years by even flashier colors that include pastel yellows and vibrant multicolors. Because many poinsettias in the greenhouse have been forced into bloom, they need some extra care to keep them healthy and looking good throughout the holidays. If you have poinsettias in your home that have been looking lovely to this point but are starting to drop some of their leaves, it may be due to environmental stress, and there's a few adjustments you can make to make sure those poinsettias make it through the holiday season in their best condition. Improper watering is the most common reason for leaf drop on poinsettias. Overwatering will cause the lower leaves to turn yellow and drop. Plants that are allowed to get too dry will wilt and also drop their leaves. So you need to find a balance based on the temperature in your home and the location where you're keeping the poinsettia. The water needs of a poinsettia can be most easily determined by using your finger. Check the potting soil daily, and when the surface becomes dry to the touch, water the plant until water begins to flow out the bottom of the pot. The pots of most poinsettias are set inside decorative pot covers that do not allow water to escape. So when watering these plants, you need to carefully remove the poinsettia from the pot covering, water the plant in the sink, and then drop the poinsettia back into its pot cover once the water is done running out the bottom of the pot. You also want to make sure the poinsettias are not located near a heat source or a cold draft. Warm, dry air blowing across a plant from a furnace register or rapid temperature fluctuations, such as near a door, window, or other frequently opened hole, can cause leaf drop and stress in poinsettias as well. If your poinsettia stopped dropping leaves, suddenly wilted and died, the cause might be root rot. There's two different types of root rot that typically occur in poinsettias when the plants are watered too frequently and the potting soil is kept saturated all of the time. Again, you want to allow the surface of the potting soil to dry to the touch before watering again, and don't allow the pots to sit in water. Anytime you water the poinsettia, you should discard excess water that drains into any pot coverings or saucers, and no water should be above the level of the bottom of the pot for those roots and potting soil to sit into. If you have small white insects fluttering about the poinsettia when you water, they are most likely whiteflies. These are common insect pests of poinsettias, hibiscus, chrysanthemum, and a number of indoor plants. They're most often noticed when watering or handling a plant. When disturbed, they will flutter around the plant for a short time before returning to the plant. Whitefly adults are small, white, moth-like insects. The females lay eggs on the undersides of plant foliage, and after 5 to 7 days, they hatch into small, pale green, immature insects. They're called nymphs. These crawl a short distance before settling down to feed for 2 to 3 weeks. After feeding, they progress to a non-feeding stage and finally to adult stage. The nymph and adult stage of whiteflies feed by inserting their needle-like beaks into foliage and sucking out the plant sap. A heavy whitefly infestation may cause stunting or yellowing of the leaves, leaf drop, or a decline in plant health eventually. Whiteflies on poinsettias and other indoor plants are extremely difficult to control, and prevention is the best management strategy. When you're purchasing plants, you want to carefully check for white flies and other insects and avoid purchasing insect-infested plants. Insecticides are not a good control option as they are not very effective and should not frequently be used indoors, so it's often best to tolerate the presence of a small number of white flies on a poinsettia and then promptly discard the plant after the holidays to avoid damaging the rest of your house plants. Of course, that's just one resource on plant care available from our horticulture specialists at ISU Extension and Outreach. A reminder that if you want tips on plant care throughout the years, we do have the ISU 2019 garden calendars for sale now in the Extension office. These do make a great gift for anyone if you're looking for a last-minute gift for a gardener or anyone who likes to have tips on indoor and outdoor plant care, yard maintenance, tree pruning, and more throughout the year. You can buy those in the Extension office here for $7, and they have a full year's worth of helpful tips, as well as some direct numbers you can call to reach some of our plant specialists at the Hort Line and other campus resources. Again, to find those, you can either order them on the online store or stop by the Cass County Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street. We're here Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30 this week. We will be closed for the Christmas Eve and Christmas holiday next week, so do plan ahead if you need a copy of the 2019 Master Gardener's Garden Calendar. Of course, for more information on all upcoming programs through ISU Extension, you can give us a call at the Extension Office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at the Cass County Extension website or follow us on Facebook for the latest program updates. Till next time, have a happy holidays from all of us here at Cass County Extension. I'm Kate Olson.